Page 18. And I just want to make this comment here, and I think I've managed to lose it, which is that I'm really sorry that I've kind of confused or offended people by making that comment about Port Noise. The comment I had on the agenda was, please note my joy at the success of the Rio noise prevention is not a joy because the chairperson has persuaded the Port Authority. It's just because I can sleep at night.
It's just a personal joy.
It's a personal joy because I can sleep at night. I'm very sorry if that's misled people. I didn't intend it to mislead, and if you could make a comment in addition to my report. Are there any other questions about the chairperson's report?
One from me. You mentioned rabbits, and you mentioned a paper that is coming up by Gavin. I assume we're having a workshop on rabbits.
Could you respond? Madam Chair, you can have a workshop if you wish to have a workshop. The paper is around particularly focusing on the action in the biosecurity strategy to do with forming landowner control groups. It's also got an update on virus issues. We're also looking to bring back, if council wishes, an update on the virus from Landcare, the Landcare scientist that presented to the previous council.
These things will kill one rabbit.
I think that will certainly be valuable, but I think a workshop would also be valuable from my perspective.
Can I look around the council? Does the council want a workshop on rabbits? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, miss. Yep. Sorry. The comment here, procedural-wise, is that we've got, I think, a delegated person to be in charge of rabbits, and this hasn't come out from that. And I think process-wise, if someone's taking the lead, then they should have known that there was a paper coming out on rabbits. And I thought Gary was the conduit for that. And he's asking.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming you. It's a process.
I want to make it clear because I'm getting a bit umbrage at the moment.
Well, it's not about that.
I did not have a conversation with Gavin. I read something in some of the numerous reports and emails that pass over my eyes. It was not me in a privileged position.
I'm not saying
it. How is it that Gavin did not know that Gary was the rabbit person?
Madam Chair, I've been communicating with the two biosecurity leads around a paper and other briefings. So, Councillor Scott and Councillor Callagher. And the Chair has been informed too. She was aware of my interactions with those two portfolio leads.
That's great, thank you. I just couldn't understand it. Thank you. That's great. He does know. It's fine.
Yeah. I so move that the Chair's report be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Seconded.
Thank you.
All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against, it carries. Chief Executive's report.
So moved.
All those in favour, seconded.
Aye.
Michael, all those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against, carries.
Madam, just one quick question on that.
I'm
bothered by the increasingly high level of environmental incidents.
Mm.
And I mean, the number of 715 is startling, but just a wee breakdown would be helpful. What are they all about?
Yes. So a number of them are air-related. So we a number of complaints around air, and I think last time we met, it's because we met in the executive and councillor session. We had the discussion around air quality and open burning in particular, so that's the first thing that we tend to get a lot about. And then the other one from memory is largely water related, so discharges of contaminants to water. They are the two key areas that we get complaints about.
One final thing, mainly urban, mainly rural, which is?
It's actually a mixture. The open burning piece tends to be where you've got kind of that peri-urban situation, where urban development's encroaching into what was farmland. And so the tolerances there are different to what they have been in the past. And the water is across the border mixture. That can be anything from, an oil slick in a harbour to right through to
okay.
Sediment discharge from a development site.
Thanks, that's helpful.
So it can be cars in the harbour?
Yes.
As it happens.
All right. The next issue now, some people I wanted, it is now 3:45.
Thank you.
And what, as I see ahead of us, we've got an issue on transport, we've got the triennial plan, we've got submissions on the Resource Management Act, on the Urban Development National Policy Statement, and then we go on to 6AA and the ferry. I'm suggesting that we try and do a quarter of an hour, there's a bit of a discipline, if we can, or less, on each of those.
Yep.
That will take us over 5:00.
Yep.
Are you happy with that?
Yep.
Yes.
If we can go faster, we will. So we now move to the Otago Regional Transport Committee terms of reference and membership.
Page 31.
The recommendation is that we receive the report, we endorse the continual collaboration of Otago RTC with Southland, we adopt the terms of reference, we appoint the following members to this Otago Regional Transport Committee, and we note the council has already appointed Councillor Forbes as chair of the Otago Regional Transport Committee, with Councillor Wilson as deputy chair.
I'll move that.
Second.
Yep.
Are you moving a whole catastrophe?
Yep.
Yes, I didn't consider it a catastrophe.
No, no, I just I was exaggerating. So that was moved. Hilary seconded. Who did I see a hand go up down here?
Mine.
A seconded Alexa.
I think Gavin wanted to speak to it.
Gavin,
yes. Just, Madam Chair, take the report as read, but just one amendment to recommendations, recommendation 4, just adding in a recommendation 4F in respect of the Queenstown Lakes District Council representative. So the recommendation would read to represent Queenstown Lakes District Council, Councillor Quentin Smith. That came through after the paper was prepared.
Okay. You're happy to adopt that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion?
Very happy with the whole paper. It's very good.
There being no discussion,
no.
I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carries.
Thanks.
So we're now up to triennial. We've just made 15 minutes.
And Amanda and Mariana.
Mariana, thank you. Look, I want you to just give these
What page do you think? Seven's or here, Andrew?
Mariana, can you introduce yourself and your job and who pays for you? Because I don't think people realise the role of Otago Regional Council in this. So, who are you?
My name is Mariana Brooke.
It's turned on.
I am the Secretariat for the Otago Mayoral Forum and Senior Advisor to the Mayoral Forum and in most things to the Otago Mayoral Forum. The members of the forum are Marion Hobbs is the Chair of the Regional Council and the five mayors, plus the chief executives of all those councils. I have a central government background, so one of my roles is to connect with central government, but primarily, it's to look for opportunities where all of those organisations could usefully work together. One of the other tasks for now is to build how we do that, because it's a new role and a new function. And so we, in November, agreed that the forum would have two priorities. One is solid waste and looking for opportunities to work together on solid waste, and the other is looking for opportunities around Three Waters, because we know that the government has a work program to do with Three Waters. The next, having agreed on those priorities, the forum has asked me to come back with some ideas for things that we might want to do about them. And that's the stage that the forum is at.
So can I ask you the question? Is this triennial agreement focused on how we communicate, coordinate and collaborate, rather than what matters we will focus on? Is it a process agreement?
That's right. It relates to the... There is a requirement to have a coordinating function under the Local Government Act, and this document confirms that the Mayoral Forum is that coordinating group. It doesn't have any information about what the group can or can't do in that.
Mariana,
in those forums.
I'm very much aware that one, we agreed to this at the November... Well, actually, I couldn't remember it until I read it. At the November meeting. But what I'm now concerned about is that I hear from councillors, particularly from Kate, who have ideas for what we should do. Have the fact that there are two things that are up there that I couldn't even remember about, the waste and the other one, are actually indications to me. Can we add to those in any way?
Absolutely. Yep. People, mayors will are asked for agenda items for every meeting, and there's an opportunity to raise anything beyond those priorities. I guess the priorities are an initiative to make sure that I have something to do between meetings until I receive that advice. So I will progress them until advised otherwise by the forum, and I'll progress whatever it is that they want me to progress.
So if we pass the motion that you ask of us today in order to meet the March 1st deadline, if we did that promptly, then we might have time to do a brainstorm around here to inform the chair before she goes to the next meeting.
Hmm.
And this time she's awake and not afraid. Yes, Kate. Is that okay? Sorry, can I just get an answer?
Yes.
Thank you. And I have sent round a proposed alternative motion, which is only adding a 10A between 9 and 10, which itemises some matters that I think we could be doing. The problem I have with the approach that you're suggesting, Chair, and that is I understand these, and I've found these really weak agreements in my past. But while mayors and chairs may be the right people at a high level, especially with central government, to get things going, what I think has been a weakness in Otago is that we haven't collaborated on issues of chairs of committees and levels or those interested. So take public land transport, for example, where the delegation is to council to have a committee to do those. We, in the past, very late on, have brought in a member from the DCC, for example, but that's only to look at the DCC part of the regional plan. It never suggests to Te Papanui, who may or may not want to say, could we have a regional transport system? So if we don't get those people at a level together early on to consider these things, we just won't have the opportunity to make progress. So the reason I've done the motion I've done is to add those matters that, and I've only put mine up as straw man, and I appreciate that many people won't like all or any of them, that we put them up and then we ask the next mayoral forum to consider whether there are issues Otago across any more than two councils, and whether there's value in having a Schedule B that would articulate at what level, whether it's a technical advisory group that works together or a working party of councillors and or just mayors and chairs. And that's why I put it up the way I have.
I've got three people. Michael Deacon, Michael Laws, and Alexa. Michael
Deacon? Yeah, we haven't got a motion on the table yet, have we?
Sorry, dear.
No, but
you have to adopt.
We receive the paper and approve the training agreement.
Yeah, I see that one there. And if that, but Kate was moving something different.
I've moved an amendment to that.
Yeah.
Moving mine with the amended 10A and the other list of matters.
Okay, in that case, I'll second it for you.
Thank you, Michael.
And I'd like to speak to it. I'm so pleased that this has come up, Madam Chair, and if you were instrumental in getting this on the agenda, then that's great, because I don't recall any time in all my time on this council where the mayoral forum and the triennial agreement have been given any attention at all. So it's been kind of suffocated by uninterest. Not disinterest, uninterest. And we've hardly ever had reports back from whatever the forum talks about, and frankly I have no idea what they've talked about for the last 18 years, back to this table either, not significant ones. We've always had to push and ask and probe and find out. So if we've got a person like Mariana and a person like you who's going to report back to us and attract our interest and ideas for topics and directions, that is just superb. I'd like to add to the sentiments that Kate has put forward, in that I believe this mayoral forum should meet twice per year with the members of parliament who have responsibility for Otago electorate.
I'm going to be doing it off my own bat.
I'd rather the forum did it, but good on you, good on you. But I think twice a year there should be the forum plus whatever MPs on maybe a Friday when they're normally back in their electorates, can get there and spend an hour talking about their parliamentary view, their governmental view, their opposition view, and the local authorities' views of what Otago is doing, where it goes to and where it needs to go to. And the other thing I'd like to put forward as a suggestion to Kate for her amendment is that the mayoral forum, through you to us, Madam Chair, should report by the 30th of June of 2020 on five issues of potential interest or concern to all Otago councils on which significant action is planned by one or more member councils. Rather than specify climate change or public transport or anything else, I'd like to hear back from the forum what it is they've identified at Queenstown or at Balclutha or across the region in our case that is a matter of significance which the other councils should all know about. So I'll just read that again. By the 30th of June of this year, report on up to five issues of potential interest or concern to all Otago councils on which significant action is planned by one or more councils. And public transport could well be one of those. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I'm so pleased that this has become a matter of discussion.
I just respond, Michael, because this person beside me won't say this. But this comes out of Sarah, this whole move, and I think other CEs, to actually get paid for by ORC, Mariana,
yep,
as the coordinator and the organiser, from which we should get some coordinated action, which is what,
yep,
we're talking about here. So, I mean, this began as a simple thing to tick off. They had agreed this, and this is their agreement about how to consider collaborate. I don't mind how you put it, except this. I would not like to dictate to the other four members what it is that we do.
Yeah.
I want it more like yours, that it is we come back from having had a discussion,
exactly,
amongst them.
That's right.
And the last thing I'll just say to you is, as former MP, I used to host this in Wellington, and it was one of the most useful meetings. I did it four times a year.
Good.
ORC, the councils, and the MPs, and it was the list MPs as much as the, what we were, constituency ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Well done, Sarah, in that case. Thank you.
All right. So we've got a small problem, Kate. I think I've got two things up, haven't I?
Amendments.
You've got one, that an amendment or an addition that adds specific things. You've got one that instructs the group to come back with some to their constituent councils. Would you like to comment, Kate?
I don't like talking about my past experience, but my past experience, if we don't give some guidance, what this council
thinks is important, and ask that the mayoral forum put them up and see if they are attractive to the other ones. This is a list to take for the discussion to the mayoral forum. I don't expect all of them to get through today's list and vote, let alone necessarily all of the mayoral forum and all of the councils. But I do want to put up things that I think are important personally, and if they've hit down, well and good. But if we don't have a focus on climate change, for example, at this level, and say what we want to do from it, then I think that's really sad. I do want to be specific. And it's a bit about the discussion that we've had previously. There is a regulatory framework. We can do a whole lot of these things, but it doesn't have to be done by regulation. We get good collaboration and consultation. And, again, I think we just need to give that lead. I haven't done an exhaustive list. I'm hoping people will add to it.
Okay, before I call on Michael Laws and then Alexa and then Hillary, would you like to make a comment?
I just wonder if I can help a little bit, because I am mindful that there hasn't been a lot of conversation around the table about the work of the Mayoral Forum up to this point. So I think, if I'm understanding correctly, I think, Council, what you're asking for, to some degree, has already been part of a strategic planning discussion that the Mayoral Forum has already had. And I'm wondering if the useful thing to do would be to bring the list of those topics back to you, because I can assure you climate change is in there, housing is in there, this is just off the top of my head.
Transport waste.
All of those things are already in there. As a consequence of developing up those strategic priorities, if you like, or that list of things that are relevant for the Mural Forum to discuss. The things that they have drawn from it are waste and three waters to work on just at the moment. The other thing is, I think also what you're suggesting around councils and council interaction with the Mural Forum and possibly other groups of councillors and committee chairs and those sorts of things, I'm not sure that we need to reflect that necessarily in the triennial agreement in order for that to be able to go forward. And just one last comment I would make. The triennial agreement has to be signed off by the six member councils.
Yeah.
And some councils have already done that. So if we make amendments, I believe it may be CODC today. I'm not sure about DCC.
It's Friday.
So we do have to consider that, you know, it's not just our agreement, but it's everybody else's agreement, and there is a timeline. That said, I think we can achieve what you're asking for outside of the triennial agreement.
I've got a speaking list. Michael Laws.
I just want to endorse what Sarah's said. Can I say, Michael, that since the Local Government Act passed in 2002, this has been a statutory responsibility of every council. It's meant to come up straight away after the election, and you might remember that in 2016, after I'd just been elected, I had to remind Mr. Bodecker and Mr. Woodhead that they might have just missed that out. And that's how it got on the agenda in 2016. This is just a process. You just tick this off. Kate, what you're asking for is a list of topics that you want them to discover or to talk about, and for us to instruct our chairperson to take those to the mayoral forum. So I think those two things are slightly different. I'm happy to entertain Kate's program. I'd love us to have that discussion, maybe at our next strategy and corporate meeting or policy meeting, Kate. And then we can go around and talk about the issues that we want Marion to take to the mayoral forum. Finally, if you have a look at this, the chief executives and the mayor, the way in which this is written, and I discovered this as mayor myself, never used to go to them, a complete waste of time. Well, they were in that day. But and that was the chief executives, for all your good intents, and the reason why it's never progressed, Michael, and it's just a ritual, is because most councillors think in a silo. Unless the regional council leads on this issue, nothing ever happens. The TAs are happy to do their own work. It's got to be the IRC that takes leadership. And can I say to you, Sarah, you've done exactly the right thing. That's what has been crying out for in this region, some regional leadership from the IRC. And I endorse everything that you've done on this matter. Well done.
I've got Alexa, and then I've got Hilary, and then I've got Brian.
I'm okay. Mine's been covered. Thank you. Hilary?
I'd like to. I'm not sure how we've got procedurally.
I'm going to come to that in a minute. Well, do you want me to do that right now?
Well, I was going to. If it wants a mover to be moved without the amendment, I'm happy to move it without the amendment. Thinking of other things happening in a different way, both Michael's idea and Kate's idea both happening, I don't think that this agreement would stop both those things happening. We can ask them what are the important things and stuff. So I would like to move it how it is and unamended if that's procedurally appropriate.
Okay, I'm going to put that on the... Moved here, shadowed, or whatever it is. Hilary and Kevin, are there any amendments to that? There aren't. Therefore, I move it. I put the motion, and the motion is that we receive the report, we approve the attached Otago Lake.
Are you able to speak to the motion?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yes, that's why I looked around for that.
No, you asked if there's any amendments to it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just briefly. One of the issues about the Mayoral Forum is that it hasn't been transparent. And I just congratulate Sarah and is it Marina?
Mariana on the
role. And I would just ask that we actually get some regular feedback, progress reports, so we as a council can see how the Mayoral Forum is truly performing. And ideally put Michael and Kate's ideas there in the structure over the next period of time. So I think we're sort of getting there, but but those characters need to be made accountable because it's just been an old boys' club.
There's an old girl in there as well now.
There was an old girl here too. Remember? In fact, there were two.
All good.
So, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any other amendments?
Are you doing my motion now or Hillary's? Can I just understand?
Hillary's.
Well, I haven't withdrawn mine. No. Sorry.
It's all right. I'm desperately trying to actually manage this.
Yeah.
That's why I looked out at one stage. So you are still moving your motion, amendment.
I still want to do my right for reply when it suits you.
Do you want to do an amendment?
Mine wasn't amendment. I moved the motion that I moved. Sorry, and I am going to pursue why I think I still want to do it.
Okay. Right. I'm just trying to get the procedure right. So this is not an amendment because it's you're saying that your motion isn't an amendment. It's a separate motion about what's in the triennial agreement.
I was moving what was there plus added these ones in. If I lose, it will go back to what Hillary has moved.
Might be helpful to Kate if
it was a second.
If she adopted the suggestion of letting this motion, which is the one that's in front of us all, go through, just hold the amendment, so-called, for a bit, because I think I've been persuaded, and probably Kate has as well, that the amendment actually is not applicable to this motion at all.
Matter of procedure.
And then we could, once this motion's been put and passed, then we can carry on and have a separate motion which is in the form of a suggestion to you as our representative on the mayoral forum as to what it might consider doing in its regular business.
Are you withdrawing your seconding of Kate's motion?
If he wants to do that,
I didn't second it.
You did.
Oh, well, in case I'm suggesting to my mover that she and I combine and adopt that approach. Withdraw the amendment, let this motion go through, and then move it again with a different wording at the top.
Okay, can I just yes, I can see you, Michael. Can I just check something, and I want to sort of check this with Mariana and with you, Kate. In your amendment, you said after paragraph 12, was it? After between 11 and 12.
Between 9 and 10.
Now I want to check with Mariana. Is paragraph 9 and 10 actually what you mean in the recommendation? We received the paper, we approved the triennial agreement, and we authorised the chair to sign it. What am I signing?
The triennial agreement.
On the
last page.
Which is over on the last page. Oh, I see. That's up there. I'm sorry, I've got it now. So, you want to amend, Kate, you want to amend the third thing that says authorises the chair to sign the amended local authorities triennial agreement in the following way.
Yes.
Okay. Have we got a second for what Claire's saying?
Point of clarification. What? You're actually moving a motion, aren't you? You're not moving an amendment to a motion.
That's what I said.
She's meaning a motion. So would I be procedurally correct in saying that if Councillor Calvert said she wished to amend Councillor Wilson's motion to read, we would then have to vote on what's been seconded as the amendment, and that would become the motion?
Actually, can I just think just would, a little bit of common sense?
Yeah.
Let's take Kate's motion, and then that will decide what goes in the triennial agreement, and then we can do the main motion.
She hasn't even got a seconder.
I have an issue with Kate's motion.
I think so.
That I haven't put because I thought it was covered, but we come back to it. And that is it's prescribing, and I know she's put them only up as a straw man, I know you've only put them up as a straw man, but those subjects should come out of the mayoral forum, not come from ORC.
I agree.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm very happy to talk to that again in my right of reply, and I'm happy to do my right of reply now.
Have we still got a seconder? Because Michael's sitting here saying, I'm
happy to.
Have
Kate's motion?
Well, he did, yeah.
Have I got a seconder for Kate's motion?
Yeah, well, I seconded her way back, apparently.
Okay. And he's still hanging on to seconding
it.
Go, Kate.
I am asking that we just do something slightly different. I'm asking that we take this to the mayoral forum with these as our matters of importance, that at the mayoral forum, hopefully before then, all of the other councils are asked, what are the things that you would really like to have on this as a list? That they knock it out. I expect that things will come and go out of that in that process. I don't think that we will know all of the issues that people in Clutha want dealt with. And at that process, through the mayoral forum on the 7th of February, they then redraft this and come back to us before the 1st of March for signing. There is only one council that does not currently have a meeting scheduled in that time frame. So that's the time frame issues. I don't want it to just be our issues, but I do want to have specific issues in there that we can measure our success of collaboration and of cooperation and of not doubling up work. Second part is, while the mayoral forum is one part, is the forum that this agrees to, in the past it has never had anything happening underneath, which I think is one of its weaknesses. It doesn't set up any other communication between councils. And I think it's time that we did, like my example with public transport. I think that is something that should be set up. I don't know that it should just be the mayors and chairs that do it. In fact, I think we've got some wonderful councillors who would be better, dare I say it, to be doing that space. Marie Lafiso, we've got, Dunedin City has a mayor that rides the buses when he's not hitchhiking. But someone like Marie Lafiso on DCC may well be that person. So I think...
You'd be known to meet a bus.
I didn't say round here. I actually want us to be a deeper thinking than just the mayoral forum being the only mechanism for us to communicate. Now, I'm only putting this up as a straw man. I want to tease it out here, send it out back to all of the councils, say, look, we could do this differently, we could do it better, we could set up technical advisory groups and not even have councillors on them to make sure that we get the work to make the change we want to make. I've seen councils waste money by all doing similar pieces of work crossing over because they haven't talked to each other on that, and it's me paying twice as a ratepayer for it. I think we can do it smarter and better. And that's why I've done it this way. I get it that it may not work, and you may not accept it, but I'm putting something up because I'm passionate and us working better together rather than slagging each other off.
Are there any other comments to this? We're debating the amendments, the motion put up by Kate. Any other speakers to that? Yes?
All I would say is if we went with Councillor Wilson's idea, we were talking before about how we do need a leader, and maybe those are some points that we could take, you know, showing that we do have leadership. Could be a way. It's just a thought.
Thank you. The motion. I'd like to reread Kate's motion.
Councillor's motion. Here's what I have. So I have, this is a proposed amendment, a proposed change for the other motion.
For the motion,
right?
Yep.
Okay.
So it does note the report and all of that stuff.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
That you insert between 9 and 10 a new paragraph stating that we ask the mayoral forum to consider other matters that may be included under paragraph 10A before confirmation of the agreement by 1 March and ask staff to provide completed Schedule B in terms of reference by May 2020, with an addition from Councillor Deeker that you request the mayoral forum report by 30 June 2020 on 5 issues of potential interest or concern for all Otago councils, for each Otago council, and matters of significance for all Otago councils.
Unclear?
And then there was a second part of that was starting to add those things in, which I said would be voted separately on. I think the first one was climate change, second one, public transport, and those are where we can throw things out if you think I'm mad. And I don't care.
I don't know how to handle it.
I just think it's policy on the fly again. I think the concept is a really good idea. It needs working and teasing out, not in a forum where we are already stressed for time with many things to consider. It needs a workshop forum. I absolutely think your idea of using the mayoral forum as a way to work and to make that work is really good. But can we please tease out those ideas? That shouldn't be on the fly.
That's why I want it done at the mayoral forum.
Yeah, well, so then it would be, we'd need something far, far simpler. I can't vote for that motion, which is in all those bits, which I can't see how it fits in. I would much rather something like, God, I can't be proposing something else for surely, but that the mayoral forum takes an approach to establishing the region-wide issues that require that could have working parties and to become a meaningful institution, I suppose. But you know, it's something like that's much more general.
I just want to exercise just a statement, because I'm the person being on there. One of the things I kind of object in your motion is that you are instructing things to go onto the agenda of other bodies.
No.
You say no, but you want other bodies to have decided and discussed in them. You want Queenstown LDC to have discussed what its agenda is, and you want it to do it by the something of whatever it is, the 1st of March in these timelines. And that's the ORC instructing other people.
But that's giving them the opportunity to make a meaningful discussion.
But that means that we're instructing them to put it on their agenda. If they're going to have a meaningful discussion, we, the ORC, are, by passing this vote, asking them to put on their agenda. And personally, I'd regard that as really rude, and I can just imagine what some of them might say, and they'll be saying it to me.
I think Michael's the next speaker.
I put it on my vote.
Michael, I think you acknowledged Michael Laws as. Did you
not? I ask that the motion be put.
Thank you. It was moved to procedural motion. Is there a seconder for the procedural motion? Michael Decker. All those in favour of the procedural motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And against?
Against.
No, carries. Okay. So.
Hang on a minute.
That's
are you saying that?
Motion.
Are you saying that Kate's motion has gone through?
No.
I'm with you.
The procedural motion has gone through, so
thank
now
you.
Can we put Kate's motion in as it was read out by Liz? It has a seconder, and that was Michael D.
Yep.
All those in favour of Kate's motion, please say yes.
Yes.
And against?
No.
Against.
I think, can I have a show of hands? Can I have a show of hands? All those in favour of Kate's motion, please put up a hand. And against, it's been lost. Okay,
good.
Now can we go to the substantial motion?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay, the substantial motion. It was moved by
Hillary
and
seconded by Kevin.
It was receiving the paper, approving it, and authorising it. Authorised me to do something about it. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against. The motion is passed.
Can I move a motion now?
Have a go.
Which hopefully will make everyone happy and get Kate onto the agenda, that we refer that issues for the potential consideration of the mayoral forum be considered at the next meeting of the council's strategy and policy committee.
I'll second that.
Any questions about that?
Floor.
Any comments?
Good idea.
Any amendments?
Will that be before or after the next meeting of the forum?
After. Can I just check something? Sorry, people. There's this funny thing, which is this one that happens on after Waitangi Day, and that is slightly different because it's Otago and Southland. Would this issue come up at that one, or is that a different kind of meeting?
I'm providing the secretariat for that meeting simply because we're holding it in Dunedin.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that we would be discussing a work programme of Southland
at the next
meeting of the Otago Mayoral Forum is on the 13th of March.
13th of March. So the 13th of March. So do we have a meeting of our strategy and policy before the 13th of March? Looking around the room?
Madam Chair, even if we don't...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Because it still has the capacity for us to discuss it.
I agree, Michael, but I'd just like to see the ball still rotating.
Okay.
And I don't want that idea of meeting twice yearly with MPs to be lost either, because...
It won't. Mariana has got that on board too.
Good, thank you.
Okay. Can I put the motion?
Yeah, can you read it out again, please?
Only a second.
I second.
Do you have a seconder?
There is one.
And you said again?
The issues for the potential consideration of the mayoral forum be considered at the next meeting of the policy and strategy committee.
All those in favour, please say aye.
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 And against? It's been carried.